Day 43. Syllabic consonants.
Can I pick up a bit on the syllable thing, Marta?
Shoot.
Well, take a word like center, spelled C-E-N-T-E-R in American English, but C-E-N-T-R-E in British English, right?
Right.
Okay, and it's a word with two syllables, but there's something funny about this.
Funny?
Yeah, because there's the adjective form, central, and that's got two syllables, too.
Go on.
But the adjective is formed by adding the suffix al, isn't it?
Yes, so?
Well, how can you have a noun like center, center, with two syllables, add the one-syllable suffix al, and get central, with still only two syllables?
Okay, now think, Patrick. Where's your syllable break in the word central? What are the two halves?
I was going to say it breaks into sen plus trel, but that doesn't make sense because neither half is either a word or an affix.
Right. So then where's the break?
I guess it has to be center plus al, but there's still the problem of what happened to the missing syllable. I mean, the word is central, not central.
But suppose now that there is no missing syllable. What assumption of yours would you have to go back and revise?
Okay. Then I guess center, center, would have to be analyzed as one syllable. But what about the ER or RE?
What about it? What sound do they represent?
But R is a consonant, and a syllable has to contain something like a vowel, doesn't it? Didn't we notice something like that a couple of sessions ago with the N sound in sudden and hidden?
Good reasoning, Patrick. Think of R and N in these examples as consonants with vowel qualities. You can call them syllabic consonants.
But if that's the case, then why don't we spell it C-E-N-T-R, leaving off the E?
Well, it's maybe worth noting that no word in English with final syllabic written R is spelled without the final E.
Then the Brits come closer, don't they, Marta? Because the final R-E spelling makes a little more sense, and there are probably lots of words like that.
I don't know about lots, but maybe meter?
Yeah, with metric or metrical.
Theater?
Theatrical.
Ready for some more syllabic consonants?
Didn't know there were any more.
What about example? What about prism?
Okay, prism's got to be one syllable, because if you add attic, which is two syllables, you get prismatic, which is three, right?
Right. And what's the evidence for the other one? What's a word derived from example?
I don't know, but it's probably two syllables, and L is the syllabic consonant. That much I can figure out now.
How about exemplar?
Ah, yes, I do know that word. So how many syllabic consonants are there?
Well, we have the words center, circle, prism, and prison. That's about it.
Four syllabic consonants. Wow.